Praise the Lord. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful once again, Lord, that we can have this time, Lord God, that we can stop all the urgencies of this time, Father, of this earth, of all our responsibilities, and come to you, Lord. Come as a body, come as a group of believers, Lord. Come with thanksgiving in our heart. Come with the revelation of the word, Father, and gratefulness, Father, for this life-changing message, life-changing Bible, and you are a life-changing God. We surrender to you, Lord, this time of study, Father. I pray that you will edify your body here and that you will help us to prepare and help create a good atmosphere for the rest of the service. We put all these times and all our thoughts and minds, Father, that your word will have the preeminence. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. I have a pretty long title today. It's a good text, though. Kept on trying to call it something shorter, but I just think it's fitting the way it is. And that is, the Word of God will defeat the devil anywhere, that's a location, anytime, even right now. And on any condition. But see, just so you know what the end in mind is, it's the Word of God revealed. Not just going around doing this. You know, it's got to be the Word of God revealed, accepted, believed, applied right. Exposes and defeats the power of the devil. That'll be my subtitle. I was having a hard time between that being the title and the other, but it's one of the two. It's all one and the same, right? It's the Word of God revealed that would accomplish these things. Right. Amen. Yeah. I have an opening scripture, but then later you can have your Bible. The one that I'm going to go to is on James 4, but I'm going to read one before that. Luke 10:19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread up on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Amen. We know this is a very familiar scripture, 4:7, James 4:7. We hear it all the time, right? Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. I'm going to touch on that here after I read these two quotes. The Message Expectations in 1950, Brother Branham says, and the Word of God would defeat Satan any place, any time, anywhere, and on any condition. That's the text for the title. That's right. That's what it is. It's God's Word. Heavens and earth will pass away. So that's why I could defeat everything, because everything will have an end. But my Word shall never fail. So it's going to never fail. It means it's going to defeat him any time, any place, under any circumstance. Believe it, he says. Another man says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. In 58, and let me say this now, that the Word of God will defeat the devil anywhere, anytime, or any place. It will defeat the devil and the right mental attitude towards any divine promise of God will bring it to pass. You can look at it the way God wrote it, but not just that, right? And then accept it in your life. That's what I mean, the Word of God revealed. God will make that word become life. Amen? So that's when we're going to go to James 4, if you do have it, because we're going to look, I think, of the first 7 verses there. So I was taken by surprise when I read the scripture, because a lot of times we quote the portion of the sentence that, you know, that we remember the most. But what it says here is, we always say, resist the devil and he'll flee from you, right? But there's actually something here that says, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Right. And if you want to read the first 6 verses, they're actually very cutting. So you got to be, it tells you who you got to be before you can say. See, when I first heard the message where it said that the Word of God would defeat the devil anywhere, any place, under any circumstances, the very first time that I heard it, it was too much to swallow for me. It really was, because, I mean, I was under circumstances. I was on a condition, and I was in a place, and maybe in a time where I was not overcoming. So to me, it seemed like grand, right? It's one of those things where you can believe somewhere out there could happen, but I really didn't accept it, didn't really believe it, because it's just, it's really good. It's a big promise, because you think about anywhere, like any time, and under any condition, that pretty much covers it all, right? And that's what God said, my word will never fail, right? Heavens and earth will fail, in other words, will pass, but my word will not fail, the world system, the cosmos. But see, look at who he's talking about here, because if you go to James 1, let's take this portion of the study slowly. It's pretty cutting now. From whence come wars and fightings? You usually think about Israel and the wars and different countries among you, among us. In other words, where do the wars come from and fightings among us? Bring it home now. Come they not hence, meaning from this, even of your lusts, that war in your member? That's bringing it pretty close to home.
Right.
So you took it, you know, from wars, you're thinking out there, fightings, and then among you, so that's kind of the church, that's your body. And then, are they not hence, even your lusts, that war in your members? Pretty revealing, huh? And he says, ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. What a feeling, huh? To lust after something and then you can't even obtain it. Ye fight in war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. But this is the different kind of asking, because it says, ye do ask, in other words, and receive not, because ye ask amiss. It says that ye may consume it. What you're asking for, you want to consume it upon your lusts. I don't have a father's message today, but happy fathers to everybody here. It's pretty sobering, but after this, we'll get back to, you know, how the word of God would defeat. But this is what his promise is to the believer, in other words. Because look at this. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Do ye think that the scripture saith in vain, lowercase s, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy, lowercase s. Right? So you see, that promise, resist the devil and he'll flee. Here's the kicker here, number 6, that kind of bridges into that. But, thankful for a but, right? But however, he giveth more grace. Wherefore, he saith, see, we're supposed to resist, but God resists too. Look at this, God resists the proud. So in other words, this promise is not for just whosoever resists the devil and he shall flee. It's really for the believer, right? Because it says, God resists the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Right. And then there's something given here for you to be able to qualify for that promise. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. See, because when you're a believer, when you've been submitted to God's word and his instruction, and you resist the devil, he will absolutely flee. God's word will defeat it.
Right.
Amen. So see, that's the word adequately applied there. And to me, I was able to get a grasp that it is true, that this word, I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where you just don't know what else to do or say, and you just say the name Jesus in faith. And or a word that's applied for that situation. Like if you're alone, right? And it says, you'll never leave me nor forsake me. Get thee behind me, Satan. See, when you're walking in righteousness, you're fully equipped to use that word, and it will resist, you will resist the devil with it, and it will defeat the devil, right? That word of God, anytime, any place, under any circumstances. So how did Jesus defeat Satan? We have a pretty well-known example, but there's something else I glimpsed out of it. So in Matthew 1, 2, it says, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, He was afterward unhungered. I've been here before. This is, they built this monastery or whatever it is where Jesus, it's pretty close to Jericho and then pretty close to the Jordan. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, even with irrigation now and all that, it's very, very, it's pretty much rock. It's just dirt. I mean, you don't even have plant. Vegetation you have is in the valley now because they have different techniques now for bringing in water and so forth. But this is very arid. And I went in December, my wife and I, pretty close after our first, it was actually our honeymoon. And we went there, like I said, it was December. So it was nothing to do. It was the winter. Winter or spring, if I recall correct. But it was not the summer, and it was pretty hot. I mean, my wife was swollen and different things and just all these things. And we got up there in a trolley that kind of takes you up and all that, air conditioning and all that. And even then, it's just pretty arid. And so see, this is the place he was in. Because see, and then I thought about Jesus defeated anywhere, any place, under any circumstance. See, because where was he? It says it right there. He was in the wilderness. That means he was alone, right? When? It says when he had fasted 40 days and nights. Right. The word of God defeating under that time. And then what was the condition? He was afterwards unhungered. You have a hungry man in a desert, alone, after fasting not just 40 days, but also 40 nights. Yeah. Right? And the word of God defeated the devil right in this circumstance. And to me, that encourages me to know that, you know, Brother Branham said in a lot of places, he could have used anything else, all his powers and gifts, but he used the word. He used the word and showing us that it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. It is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Get thee hence, thee resisted the devil, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. I shortened those for the sakes of time. And it says here, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. So see, the lust of the flesh, right? I mean, he was hungry. Who wouldn't want to eat bread after 40 days and 40 nights of fasting in that desert that we saw? And then the lust part of it, right? When he says, in the pinnacle, I'll give you all these things, right? And then, that's the pride of life, and then the lust of the eye as well, and so forth. And then it says, and the world passeth away. I know that there's a correlation with that, with Eve as well. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof. Remember the lust we talked about with James? But he that doeth the will of God will abide forever. Right. Amen? Yeah, right. So this is to the believer, I believe. See, because the word apply looks like this. When you have a weakness, for example, right? And it says, my strength is made perfect in weakness. When the devil's battling you with weakness, this will defeat the devil, right? Alone, again, he'll never leave you nor forsake you. When you think of hungry, right? He giveth food to the hungry, right? And what I was thinking about is God's word revealed. I remember that story where Brother Branham talked about meeting some witchcraft and people that were challenging him with the table rising up and spinning or whatever up in the air. And I remember that he just said, you know, he tested the guy. He says, tell me, this is wrong. He said, tell me. And he wouldn't speak. He says, tell me in the name of the Most Heavenly Father or that I was baptized in or the name of the Father. And he wouldn't answer. But he says, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, yes, it's wrong. Because he was challenging him. He was saying, this is of God. Brother Branham says, no, it's not. See, so Brother Branham brought this message. The Lord gave him this message to adequately reveal the loose ends and the doctrines we've been hearing about and the seals and all that. So it's the word of God adequately applied. The word of God, when you are in the believer's position, it's the word of God when it is, like he said, accepted and believed and received, that will defeat the devil any place and any time and under any circumstance. You know, and I took encouragement with that because sometimes I found myself in a, maybe involuntary, right, in a situation where you realize you really do need, you know, the Lord in an instant time of help, right, in a time of trouble. And then I now have the faith to say, you know what, I'm meeting God's, you know, requirement. and I have a condition. I'm in a certain place, and this is the time. The time is now. And I have the faith to believe, to claim God's word, to claim God's promises. But see, remember, if you do it in the doctrines and the wrong doctrines or the teachings of the denomination and all that, see, this promise, who's it to? I believe it's to the bride. Amen. Right? Because it says, otherwise you're going to ask amiss if you don't have the full revelation of his will. And the bride does know his will, right? And was just walk in and believe on thus says the Lord, or we'll keep silent. We'll keep the mouth shut, right? So yeah, this word of God will defeat the devil today and in this place where you're in right now, and whatever condition is assailing you, whatever condition is assailing me, that's the power of this world, of this word. And it is God's word, of course, written word, right? Believed word. But think about how much more with God's word in the revelation of the hour, when you've been baptized in Christian, right. One and only true baptism, when you really believe, you know who Satan is truly, amen. With all his masks, and you know his serpent seats, and you know all his tricks. And you see, he hates Genesis and Revelation, right? It exposes him. And this message came to do that. It came to give us Bible that, you know, it takes eyesight. It just takes God's, you know, further the move of this day and this age. Here's another example of how even in one verse, God's word overcomes. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. So if you're going through the waters, he'll be there with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. See, all these words have that power to overcome those conditions, right? If you have fear, right, there's a word for that. Perfect love casts all fear. If depressed and you name it, right? But see, the bride has all the rights to claim these things, especially when you're living on his righteousness now. Amen. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. You are of God, little children, it says in 1 John. And have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he is in the world. Right. So you give, that's how you resist the devil. Is remember, it says submit yourself to God, and then you resist the devil. Right. So when you are living the life, you have the full authority to write that check and sign it. Right. Amen? Right. To write that check. Then I believe he signed it, and it says, and it is written, and it's, then it is in the world. He that's in you, that he's in the world. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. See, the revealed word of God will do these things. Yes. I've been going through things, and I've been applying, you know, the token. I've been applying the word. I've been applying his revelation. I've been applying every preaching that I hear that's calling my name, every word that's speaking and that is pushing back, you know, See, remember it says the word of God will lift up a standard. Amen. See, when the enemy comes in like a flood, there's a word for your condition. That's why it says under any condition. Amen. See, I was thinking about this. I'm so thankful that God would not withhold a good thing from his children. Before there was a need of that little boy eating the eraser, before he even had a need for sulfur, God made sure there was going to be sulfur. Right. You know, a fence in the back of the fish, he had made sure there was going to be water before. But see, think about this, though. God will hold no good things for his children. So if you really think about it, there's, with God's word, you're able to obtain all good things. There's not a good thing that the Lord wants to, prevent from you from being able to have. And everything that's why it says, we shall not want. He's my shepherd. So it's attainable for the bride, for the believer. Amen. Amen. God's faith. The revealed word. The revealed word overcoming, right? In an exposition in the seven church age book, and it says, now remember this very well-known book quote here. Christ is the true church. Christ in the church is the continuation of the book of Acts, but the book of Revelation shows how that the Antichrist spirit would come into the church and defile it, make it lukewarm, formal, and powerless. It exposes Satan, the book of Revelation, revealing his works, attempted destruction of God's people, and discrediting the word of God, God's word, right down to the time he is cast down into the lake of fire. He fights that. He cannot stand it. He knows that if the people get the true revelation, of the true church and what she is. See? What she stands for and what she can do, and that she can do the greater works, she will be an invincible army. That means that, you know, with God's word, she'll be overcoming any place, any time, under any circumstances, the title of the message. If they get a true revelation of the two spirits within the framework of the Christian church, and by God's spirit discern and withstand, so it's kind of like what we read before in James 4 through 7, that there's this lust that was waging in the member, and that is where wars and fighting among us come from, said it. So that, and remember, he said that the spirit of lust, it envies. And then in here it says that, and then it says, submit yourself to God and resist the devil. And here it's saying, and God's spirit discern and withstand. The Antichrist spirit, Satan, will be powerless before her. He will be as definitely thwarted today, it means, you know, overcome, as when Christ withstood his every effort to gain power over him in the desert, what we just read. Yes, Satan hates revelation, but we love it. With true revelation in our lives, the gates of hell cannot prevail against us, but we prevail over them. See, light shineth in the darkness, against the darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth not or prevaileth not. Amen? See, the word of God here, as we wrap up, disarms the devil. I really believe this, that no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Amen. And every tongue, those are some of the weapons too, that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the inheritance, the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. How beautiful, right? It's a rest to know that we're wearing his righteous robes, not ours. You know, ours are us filthy rags. Nehemiah 13:2. Look at that bottom line there. And this is word for word. So when you're being cursed, look what it says. God can turn the curse into a blessing. Yes. Not only just block it. One thing would be, it's like, hey, get back. He can actually turn when some, see, because they met not the children of Israel with bread and with water, but hired Balaam against them, that he should curse them. Howbeit, God turned the curse into a blessing. Amen. I mean, that's a powerful word that can overcome the devil any place, any time, under any circumstance. That means even if it's that the condition is coming against you, it can actually not only stop it. Hopefully you see that. One thing would be to block it, but another thing would be is like, we're going to do this, but it's actually now going to turn to be a blessing. That's power. Amen. That's power. Amen. Can you imagine that? That devil has been sent for that, and then before you know it, that brother got blessed. Praise the Lord, right? God is good. Amen. I'm thinking about it. You would do that for your children, right? Somebody cursing your children, be like, no. If anything, you're going to come and help him even more. Because he was under attack. Nehemiah 13:2, that's the verse we read. God turned the curse into a blessing. Word for word. He turned the curse into a blessing. That's what the power of this word does. Wrapping up here. That's what Jesus defeated Satan. He never used his power. He was God manifested in flesh, but he didn't use his power. All the gifts that was in heaven, he had them in him. But he didn't use that. He just took the Father's word. He said, it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God. It is written many times. It is written. And he defeated Satan. And the word of God will defeat Satan anywhere, on any grounds, under any condition, any circumstance. Amen. God's holy word. Yes. See, the last verse I have here is, so what shall we then say to these things? You know, Romans 8. That nothing can separate us from that love of God, right? Just, and we need that to overcome, is if God be for us. Amen. I believe God's for the bride. Hallelujah. I believe the husband is for the wife. Yes, right. Who can be against us? Amen. God bless you, saints. Have a good service. Praise the Lord.